Hey, Cole, three innings, four strikeouts today. How did you feel today in comparison of the other day? And your four pitches were working today?
Yeah, I mean, the only pitch that I really didn't throw for a strike was my slider. Curveball, first time putting that work in the offseason into a game, felt really good. So overall, I thought today was a good success, pitched to the game plan. Kind of got a little bit of away from it in that second inning, but other than that, it was a good day.
Well, you had a chance to start two games with the A's this spring. What do you think about this opportunity you're having? And I understand that most of you guys are going to return to the pen for the rest of the spring now.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't shared with me anything. It's been kind of a start-to-start basis. So, again, you might know more than me, but for me, I'm just working with all the opportunity I got, because throwing three innings, about mid spring now, I'm thankful for the innings and looking forward to expanding or even going into a different role. That's, feel good so far.
Martin.
Hey, cool. How important was it for you just to get back out there for that third inning and just finish off strong like that?
Oh, man, it's always important. I was a little frustrated that I gave up a run after we score a run. You always want to put a zero on a number, and it doesn't matter if it's one or 10. So I'm frustrated that I walked a guy and I gave up a number after we scored. Next time out, I'm going to do a better job of executing to the bottom of the zone and being where I needed to be, which was the first and third inning. So just going to continue to expand on what good is coming out of this. I felt like my sinker has just been absolutely incredible so far. So I'm going to keep throwing it and keep having success with it.
Has that been a kind of a working with the A's coaches or anything like that with the sinker, or is that something that you kind of focused on improving this off season? How has that kind of progressed for you?
It's been more so I never let's just say I used to throw four seams a lot, and in 2018 and beyond that, I was throwing a lot of sinkers. So I'm just getting back to what I know how to do and how I know how to pitch, and that's using my sinker, and it complements my changeup. You saw that with Contreras, in his at bat, how he swung over the sinker and then swung over the changeup. And so I think that was a really good example of how I like to pitch and how that sinker is extremely useful for the way I command the zone. And then to be able to get him on that strikeout on a front hip sinker as well, that just boosted my confidence because that was the first time I tried it against some good hitters.
Matt?
Hey, Cole. Just wanted to something you mentioned last time was, I think you said last year you had moved over from one side of the rubber to the other. Which side were you on before, and had you always pitched from that side? Is this totally new?
Yeah, I've always been on the first base side of the rubber, and then when I switched over to the third base, I felt like it freed my whole body up, and so I'm going to continue to work with it. It's proven that it was a good move. And we'll see about my pickoff move, see if that changes anything, but, I'm excited. I think the move was a really healthy one for me. It's allowed to, like I mentioned, front hip, a two seam fastball or a sinker and be able to just let my arm be free. So I can utilize my changeup and my two seam a lot more, in games.
Was it somebody that did somebody suggest the move to you, or was it somebody you decided to try?
It was kind of a conversation with the coaches in Philadelphia at the alternate site. And ironically, I faced Martini a bunch, and I think he was one of my last few at bats that I was able to make that adjustment and move. And he's a good hitter, and I felt that I had a lot more success in executing ground balls and getting weak contact, as you saw in that second inning. That was all just due to the movement on my pitches and being able to make good pitches when I needed to. So it's just really helped me clean up a lot of things and there's a lot of confidence with it too.
Manolo.
Hey, Cole, we just spoke yesterday with a former teammate of yours, Jose Alvarez, who got signed by the Giants. You remember, your experiences with him sharing the bullpen last year, Did you learn from each other being lefties? And were you there when that terrible thing happened to him?
Yeah, I was in Buffalo when that happened to him, and I'm glad that he found a job, and he's just such a good left-handed reliever, and he's just such a good pitcher. And yeah, I learned a lot from Alvy. I played catch with him a few times, and he kind of helped with my adjustments that I needed to make out of the bullpen. And unfortunately I didn't get to utilize as much as we talked about, but I'm hoping moving forward that if I am given that opportunity that I can put some of the things we talked about to good use, and just how he executes the zone and what pitches he likes to focus on per team. And it was a bunch of stuff kind of like that.
All right. Thank you, Cole.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the answer, my friend.